Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, hello, rodeo fans. And welcome to the Mega Bay Rodeo Network Rodeo Wrap-Up from Springdale, Arkansas. I'm Scott Music, your host tonight, and of course, joining me here in Springdale, our co-host, Melody Plummer. Melody.
Yes. Well, let's talk about tonight. That was an amazing show, wasn't it? And it's only Perf 1 Wednesday for the rest of the week until Saturday. You know, if we have a whole bunch of cowboys lined up, tonight, it was just blown away. We had some stock coming in from Sammy Andrews, Dave Smith, you know, their stock. It was just awesome, totally awesome.
Yeah, it was a fantastic night. You know, it's been a fantastic couple nights. They started off with the Slack last night. Really, you know, it was a great opportunity for the Cowboys. Really laid-back atmosphere last night. Tonight, I mean, when you got Boyd behind the microphone, it gives you chills.
All I had was as soon as they start doing prayer and stuff, and, you know, all the pyro went off, my whole body just got, like, goosebumps. And we were standing back behind the bucking chute, so, you know, imagine being in the stands actually looking down at everything that was going on.
Oh, I know. And it was a great crowd, too, you know. And
for Wednesday night, yeah, it was a great crowd. Usually, you know, first night of the rodeo, it's not too hot, but, you know, it kind of gives us a question on how packed it's going to be Saturday.
Yeah, I can guarantee it's going to get a whole lot better as the week goes on. And, you know, I just love being down here. Cowboy Christmas is getting underway. You know, let's go back to last night. They started things off with the Slack, and we had an opportunity to kind of hang out here, see what was going on. And you actually had more of an opportunity. You were back there running around, checking out some of the things that were going on with the barrel racing and all, right?
Yeah, it was really funny. We were watching barrel racing Slack, and I wanted to get an interview with Brooke Jeter. And for you guys that don't know who Brooke Jeter is, she's a CMT. She was one of the females on CMT, and she's a barrel racer, also married to a PRCA cowboy. And we kind of ran into each other, and I actually videoed her run for her. So we caught up afterwards with her and her traveling partner, Nicoletta, and they were just so funny, so funny.
Well, let's take a listen to what those two young ladies had to say about the Cowboy Christmas run.
Hey, guys, this is Making 8 Rodeo Network with Melody Plummer, and I'm sitting here right now with Brooke Jeter and Nicoletta Marchese, and they just got done with barrel racing at the Slack at Springdale PRCA. And they're, so far, it was so funny because I was trying to get an interview with them before, and Nicoletta came up to me and asked me to record the run, so it was kind of a funny coincidence. And this was Cowboy Christmas this week. I mean, you guys are at Springdale. Now where are you guys going afterwards?
We'll head back to Fort Worth, and we're out on Belton on Friday. We didn't enter up a bunch over the 4th because we were planning on going out after the 4th, but I had a horse that needed surgery, and then Nicoletta is the worker of the group, so she has to work a little bit this summer. So we're just kind of hanging low, you know, getting our feet wet and just playing around the house.
Now, being on CMT, Brooke, and Texas Women, that was like every girl looks up to you because Texas Women, I mean, that was the funniest show ever. What have you been up to since Texas women?
Well, since Texas women, I've just been trying to, you know, dodge people. Everybody's like, hey, Brooke, can we, you know, get a picture? We talk to you or whatever, which is fine. I don't mind at all, but it's usually when I'm at a barrel race or a rodeo that people recognize me, I guess because of the country way of life. You know, a lot of people follow rodeo that follow CMT. And so I'm usually getting on my horse or getting off my horse and needing to tend to my horse, and they're chasing me around. So they're doing that. And then I have a shampoo line called Quench that I've been trying to market and get into local feed stores and that type of deal. So I've been working with that a little bit and just riding colts and going. I've been going to a lot of rodeos, but my horse that I normally run got hurt. And so I just kind of, you know, took the wind out of my sails this year. So I'm just kind of waiting on him to get better and just riding some sail horses.
And tonight you're on Margaritaville.
Yes, tonight I ran Margaritaville. She's a mare that I've had since January that I have for sale for my clients. And they asked, I asked them, actually, the horse I was going to bring pulled a shoe. And so I was like, can I take Marguerite to the rodeo? They're like, sure, we would love for you to. And she was like, we rolled in here about 10 minutes after Slack started, and we were number 40 and 41, and we yanked them out of the trailer, and here we are.
And Nicoletta, what are your goals for this year? I mean, PRCA-wise, I mean, how have you been running so far?
Well, PRCA-wise, I bought my permit last year, ran at the WPRA finals, and this year I'm just trying to get my permit filled. I got two horses. I bought a new one this spring, not the one I ran today. She's at the trailer screaming for her. And so I'm just trying to get my permit filled in between working, so.
And you kind of have a good traveling partner, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we have so much fun on the road. We laugh. All we do is laugh. We drove home from Pecos the other night. We left at 11 and got home at 5, and we talked the whole way home. She kept me up. I couldn't have done
it
without her.
Well, Nick was like, I'm like, girl, I can't drive home. And she was like, I will. And we get an hour down the road. I got to pull over and stand up and jump around. I'm like, why? She's like, because I'm tired. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we got a long ways to go. We barely made it an hour down the road. And so we made it home, thank goodness, safely. And we did some mechanic work there. We had to fix the generator.
It was really hot, and our generator went out. We were dying of the heat.
She's from Oregon. Nicoletta's from Oregon.
Yeah,
so
this heat and the humidity.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is nothing. Like, you don't even understand how spoiled you are this summer because it is not hot here yet.
No, all I do is sweat. I'm, like, the only one sweating all the time.
Well, I'm so jealous that you guys are going down the road because, I mean, that's awesome. You guys seem like awesome people to travel with, and I'm so glad that we got to caught up with you guys.
Thank you so
hope
much.
To see you guys down the road.
Thank
so.
You for video
Thank
taping
you.
Yes.
Well, Melody, that sounds like it was a lot of fun, and I was a little jealous I didn't get a chance to go meet up with Brooke there at the, you know, back behind the pens, but I know you had a good time hanging out with him.
Oh, it was so funny. The girls were so polite. Well, they weren't just polite on, you know, letting us get interviews with them, but they were so friendly, and they were it was just really easy to talk to them. They made us feel like really, like we were all friends. It was awesome.
Well, you know, that's the thing about these pro rodeos when you get out there to them is really they are so connected, not just with us as media, but also with the fans, you know, and they see kids and they laugh and kind of it's like a big family out here and everybody's celebrating Christmas, you know, or cowboy Christmas. And, you know, it's just a unique time. It's a great time to be a cowboy or cowgirl out here running these roads and visiting with friends. So we enjoyed it. And I actually had a chance later on in the evening to catch up one of the tie-down ropers who had a very impressive run last night there in the slack with a 7.5. You know, they say here we always use the goal make an 8. And usually they say if you can make 8 seconds on tie-down roping, you're going to win yourself a paycheck. 7.5 is sure enough probably going to do that there, you know, but there's still a long week left, so anything can happen. But J.D. McHouston was the
college
one.
College cowboy.
Yeah, college cowboy, and he's actually going to school down in Texas, runs these circuits. He had a real impressive run, and we had a chance to catch up with him, so let's take a listen. All right, we're down here with J.D. McQuiston, just ran a 7.5. Talk to us about that run you had here tonight.
That run was, it was pretty good. I mean, that's one of the fastest calves I've had in a while. It's been a little rough here lately, but I've kind of started getting everything back in sync, and everything's been good. And that run, you know, I took too good of a start. I got pulled a little bit coming across the line, and then the next thing, I roped him good, got a good stand for my horse. Got a good flank, good cross, good tie, good calf. It all turns out to a really good run.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, this is your first time down here in Springdale, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is my first time.
What do you think about it?
it's a great rodeo, and I'll be back every year I can get here.
There you go. Now, you're running in the pretty much in the circuits right now, just kind of staying around the circuit. You're in college and all?
Yes, sir. I rodeo in the Texas circuit, and I'm going to college at Texas Tech University. And I'm just trying to rodeo when I can and help get my experience level to where it needs to be when I do get out of college and I can make a run doing chasing my dream.
All right, well, good deal. Now, one of the things that we got to talk about is your sponsors down here. You got Cowboy Militia on your shirt, right?
Yes, sir. It's Cowboy Militia. They're based out of Louisville, Texas, just right there, 45 minutes from my house. And I got set up with a great lady named Kristen Oakley. She's done me a great deal. She helps me with anything I need. She's always just a phone call away from me. It's great people there.
Well, good deal, man. It was great to watch you here tonight, 7.5. It'll sure feels good when you have a run like that. So it was good catching up with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It was good to meet you all tonight.
Well, Melody, we got a lot more to talk about. There was a lot that happened last night in the Slack. We've got a few more interviews we got to air, but we got to take a short break here first.
Let's get at it.
All right, guys. You're listening to Rodeo Wrap-Up right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard at Waukee.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up with Making 8 Rodeo Network on KWBY 98.5, 107.9, and Making8Rodeo.com.
Welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up as we wrap up round one down here in Springdale, Arkansas. And Melody, man, I'm telling you, so much excitement going on here these last couple days. And for us to try to get it all in is going to be real hard. But the fans that are not able to make it here are truly missing out on a pretty great event.
Of course. I mean, last night it was just phenomenal, like I said earlier. And, you know, Stay Smith and them, their crew, they were just so awesome. And they're so nice. And speaking of which, Making 8 Rodeo Team, you know, all of us are going to go have a competition of wiffle ball tomorrow. So everyone's going to have to stay tuned to that, see how that turns out.
That's right. They can follow us on Twitter. And of course, we'll have the pictures posted in our gallery on Facebook and on Making8Rodeo.com. So you guys can go over and check out all the photos. I'm sure there's going to be some pretty entertaining ones coming around tomorrow. But listen, last night you had an opportunity to check out with one of the steer wrestlers, right?
Yes, of course. Miles Spickelmeyer, he was one of the steer wrestlers, and he was headed out to Texas that night. And he's another one of those college cowboys that are on the road. And so I got to catch up with him, really sweet guy. So
let's take a look.
Hey, Scott, I'm here with Miles Spickelmeyer, and we're sitting on top of the bucking chutes right now watching Slack, and he just got done with steer wrestling. Tell us about your run tonight.
I drew a steer that hadn't been anywhere since Huntsville, Texas, and they were 8 flat on him, and he kind of run on tonight, and I didn't make a very good run on the ground, kind of just tipped him over and was 13-1, I think.
Can you call that cheating if you know your steer's background, like what they're going to do and stuff?
No.
I kind of call
so.
It cheating.
Why is that?
Because you kind of understand what your steer's doing while you're, like, going out there. Like, oh, it's going to do this. Like, that's cheating. Like, you're supposed to be a cowboy. You're supposed to take anything, grab life by the horns. I mean, what about your Christmas cowboy run? How's that? What are you doing this week?
This is our first one. Actually, I lied. We started last Friday. We've been to a couple up in Nebraska, and then we come down here, then we're going over to Texas to 4-5, and then we're headed home.
How's Nebraska? Do you like Nebraska better than Arkansas? We got some kind of crazy rednecks out here.
This is actually the first time I've ever been to Arkansas. I went to school down in Texas, and Nebraska's all right, I guess. It's not as hot.
Uh-huh. Now, let's talk about your standings. Is this rookie year, permit year? How's that?
I'm still on my permit. Probably be on that a few more years just until I get ready. I kind of want to make a run for the rookie of the year whenever I get started. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, everybody wants, you know, rookie of the year, so
yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Well, thanks for talking, and safe travels with Cowboy Christmas.
Thank you.
All right, Charles, that was Mike Spickelmeyer, and he another great young guy. I think we're going to see down the road here. We could probably see him in Las Vegas or at the Ram Circuit Finals.
Of course, and, you know, I'm starting to follow him on Facebook now, so I get to see all of what he's been up to, and he's a hand. He's a really good guy.
Well, good deal. Well, listen, we've got a lot more, I'm telling you. There were so many people here that we had an opportunity to sit down and talk with. One of the ones here tonight, the guy that we're going to see out here in the arena all week long, Cody Sosby. And, you know, you can't say enough about his entertaining skills out there. We saw a little bit of Elvis making an appearance. Great guy. So I had an opportunity to sit down with him for a few minutes. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We're down here with the barrel man for Springdale, Arkansas, Cody Sosby. Cody, talk to us about what it's like to be down here in Springdale.
Man, I tell you, this is my very first time to be at the Rodeo of the Ozarks in Springdale, and I'm beyond pumped right now. You know, it's like the weather's perfect, you know, nice cool breeze. They've got one of the biggest crowds coming in, and boy, Paul Amos is warming them up, and I get to slide in there, and man, we're going to have a rocking time here tonight.
Man, it is going to be not just a great night, but we've got four great performances here, you know. It really kicks off Cowboy Christmas Run, July. You know, you got a lot of contestants that are up north sweating it out. We're down here in beautiful weather in Arkansas.
I know, on all the tweets and Facebooks, everybody that's, you know, St. Paul, Oregon, and places out west that normally ain't hot are hot, you know, and then usually Springdale is the hottest place in the world. So all the cowboys that are out there that, you know, they're out there tonight, they'll be coming here. You know, these boys here will be going out there, and so they're looking forward to coming here and, you know, riding in the cool, much less at the best rodeos going on. So
I'll tell you what, this arena, this facility is great. You got Boyd behind the microphone. You got you out there. It's going to be a fantastic week. We look forward to catching up with you again here maybe later on in the week.
You bet. You bet. We'll wrap.
All right, buddy.
All right. There's Cody Sosby, our entertainer down here. And Melody, I'm telling you, we're only through one performance. We've still got three more to go. I can't wait. I'm glad that you brought me down here. You're the reason why Making A Radio Network is here.
I've been here at Springdale for a long time, almost every year for about 5 years now, and Springdale has always, always been a really good rodeo. Remind you, fifth rodeo in the nation, ranked fifth outdoor rodeo for PRCA of the year, so it's an awesome one.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to go ahead and take another break, and when we get back, we'll talk about some of the action that happened here tonight. We've got some more interviews to air right here on the Rodeo Wrap-Up with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making 8 Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country. Rodeo wrap-ups and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport.
Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love both of you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making8Rodeo.com.
Hey, Scott, I'm here with Terry Autry, and he's the superintendent of the livestock here at State Smith Pro Rodeo Company. And we're down here at Springdale for a Cowboy Christmas. How long have you guys been over this rodeo?
I'm not real sure how long they've been doing it. I've been here 10 years. It's my 10th year.
Really?
Yes.
And where is State Smith out of, actually?
Malakoff, Texas. It's a little town south of Dallas, about 75 miles.
And does State Smith only do PRCAs, or what else do you cover?
We only do PRCA rodeos. He has some other businesses that he is involved in, but it's not to do with rodeo.
Now let's talk about the ranch. Everybody always talks about the State Smith Ranch. I mean, it's a big ranch, isn't it?
It's pretty good size. It's about 2,000 acres, and we run probably 400 head of bucking horses, and there's probably 100 head of bulls that are old enough to rodeo with, mm-hmm. and probably 150 head that are just a step under that we're raising. We've got 125 head of mama cows that we raise calves out of.
That's awesome. And for people that aren't going to rodeo those are this week, what can you tell people that they're missing?
Well, they'll miss seeing some of the best saddle bronc horses and bareback horses throughout the world, along with some of the greatest bulls in the world. There's probably 25 horses here that have been to the NFR this past year.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you later this week.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there was the guys with State Smith, and you can't say enough about those stock contractors and just what they have brought here to Springdale, Arkansas. I've got to say, Melody, it's really exciting, and I know that these guys are a little wound up. They're going to be ready to get out there tomorrow, play a little wolf ball down there in the arena, huh?
We're going to take them down, show them who's boss. State Smith coming in like they own the place or something, or they have something to do with it.
Well, hopefully they're not tuning in right now. It sounds like there may be a little trash talking going on. But, you know, one of the other ones that we did get a chance to sit down and talk with was Miss Rodeo Arkansas down here, right?
Yes, Kirby Allen. You actually got to sit down and interview with her during Slack, and, you know, it was a good.
You know, they have such a big part of these rodeos that are going on. They're a huge part of being out here and being such representatives for the not just the sport of rodeo or the PRCA, but also the local rodeo here in Springdale.
Of course, and this is my first year within 5 years that I haven't been here under a crown and representing, so it's a bittersweet moment for me. So, you know, all my rodeo queen friends are out there representing to their best ability, and I just have to watch them.
Well, you know, we had an opportunity to check out with Kirby, so let's take a listen to what she had to say.
Okay, we are down here with Miss Rodeo Arkansas, Kirby Allen, right?
That's
no.
Right.
Okay, good. And we're Facebook friends, right?
We are Facebook friends.
So tell us about what it's like to be down here in Springdale, Arkansas.
Well, this is my hometown rodeo, so I've actually been coming here since I was 18 months old with my very first parade here at the Rodeo of the Ozarks. And then my mom was actually the person who started the Rodeo of the Ozarks Rounders. So it's definitely awesome to be back. I haven't been here in a couple years, but I'm happy to be back.
And how are things going for you as Miss Rodeo Arkansas? Arkansas, right?
You slipped up. You said Arkansas. Anyways, it's great. You know, it's a lot of fun. The best part about it has actually been meeting all the girls. I was really apprehensive. You know, there's 32 other girls, and whenever you get a bunch of girls around each other, it gets kind of scary, but they are all wonderful, and it's kind of like we're our own little sorority. So it's been so much fun. It's been wonderful.
It's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
It's not. It's a lot of work, but then it's a job. You know, every time I put the crown on top of my head, I think of it as a job. I'm, you know, putting it on, I'm going to work. But it's so much fun. It's expensive. If I could tell any girl that, it's very expensive, but it's worth it. It's been a blast.
And what are some of the things that the fans and everybody's going to get to see you do here this week at the Rodeo of the Ozarks?
Well, a lot of times we do a lot of things that we're doing right now. We're promoting the sport of rodeo. I'm a lot of times on TV and the radio. I actually just pushed out a whole bunch of steers and some calves in the Slack performance, so I'll be able to do that during the rodeo as well. We're going to do our introduction runs, run some sponsor flags, really whatever the stock contractors need us to do, pickup men need us to do, and the Rodeo of the Ozarks boards need us to do.
Well, good. Well, we look forward to watching you all week long, and thanks for taking the time out.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, that was Kirby Allen, and is really lovely gal. I know it was great to see her out there in the parade today, and then see her out here in the arena for the grand entry. And man, it's really neat. I know it's maybe hard for you sometimes to sit back and watch what these girls do. Am I right?
Yeah, but you know, enough with the rodeo queens. You know, what about everything that's going on? You know, contestants wise, that bareback riding. You know, Billy Blissett from Warren, Missouri, I think it was. He scored an 80 on Big Shot tonight.
Yeah, that was a really, really great ride that he had, and I believe that was a Andrews Rodeo horse, you know, but that horse really bucked, and for him to turn out 80 points was a great ride. Now, down to the steer wrestling, they also had another one. Now, Justin Thigpen is a guy who's competing in two events. He's in steer wrestling. He's also in tie down. He had a very great run here today in the steer wrestling, 4.2. It was enough to put him in second place right now after the slack last night. So we look forward to seeing him and just see if that 4.2 will hold off and keep him in the money.
It's battling. We had so many steer wrestlers, I remember, in slack. There was about, you know, 60 of them, I think. So, you know, these scores are coming in hot.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, the thing about Justin, though, is this guy has really been competing and moving into the PRCA rankings, really made a name for himself. And for a guy to be able to travel up and down the roads and compete in two events the way he does is really impressive to watch as well.
We also, you know, looking at day sheets and stuff going over this, there are so many college cowboys. You know, they're not – all these guys are young. You know, they're on the road. They're young. It's Cowboy Christmas. They're going all over the place. I know from Florida, from Nebraska, everywhere. And speaking of which, you know, team roping, a couple of cowboys that point out to me tonight, Cale Markham from Veneta, Oklahoma. He was partnered up with Jake Penalfo from Rose, Oklahoma. And the Penalfos it's a big rodeo family. Those boys are traveling every weekend. They've been around for so long. But, you know, like ropers like Cale Markham, they're just young. They're young cowboys, and they're traveling, and it's just really amazing to see them, you know, PRCA level competing against everybody.
Yeah, I really like watching these young guns out here competing with a lot of the veterans. You know, they're getting their first taste of the real cowboy Christmas runs, and, you know, like you're saying, these guys are in college, so a lot of them haven't had the opportunity yet. This is their first time out here on these cowboy Christmas runs. We're only in the first part of it. You know, come here 10 days from now, 2 weeks from now, those guys are going to be a completely different story, you know, to have to watch them. That endurance is going to take a lot for them to be able to hold up against those veterans.
Oh, I agree. You know, it's kind of awesome this year, PRCA-wise, PBR-wise. You know, all these young gun cowboys are just springing up everywhere.
Well, we're talking about the young guns, but it also takes the endurance of the veterans. And I've got to say, in the saddle bronc riding, it was the veterans who really came out on top. Now, the two top names that were here would be the Crowley brothers. You know, Sterling Crowley, Jacobs Crowley. Those guys are up from Texas. Those guys have been rodeoing real hard. And, you know, surprisingly, Sterling got bucked off his horse tonight.
Yeah, he did get bucked off. He got bucked off, rain came, and his brother kind of took over everything, didn't he?
Well, he sure did. And, you know, Jacobs actually had a horse that his brother Sterling had last week in Sonora. It was another Andrews Rodeo Company horse. And, man, I'm telling you, he turned out a ride on Lock and Load. Fantastic ride. Scored 85 points. So he is now leading the saddle bronc riding. And we had a chance to catch up with Jacobs. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
We're down here with Jacobs Crowley. Jacobs, heck of a ride, 85 points on Lock and Load. Tell us about that ride.
That was kind of, you know, what the bronc riders enjoy getting on. That's an awesome horse. And I've had him three or four times, and he's just as good every time. I had him when I was 18, and he's still the same horse 5-6 years later. So it's good. Yeah.
Well, your brother actually had that horse last week in Sonora, right? That kind of gave you an edge, but being that you've been on him so many times,
right,
just a comfortable fit, right?
It was reassuring seeing that he still got the same tricks last weekend. So I was down in the arena helping him, and then whenever I saw him be 86 on, I was like, that would be an all right one to have next weekend. So it worked out.
Well, good deal, man. Now, you've got a big Cowboy Christmas run. You guys are hauling pretty hard this week, right?
Yeah, the last four nights, I haven't slept in a bed or had about 2 or 3 hours sleep. I've been in Canada for 2 days and North Dakota and, down from Pecos. We started in Pecos and then went all the way up to Pinoca, Alberta, Dickinson, North Dakota, and now we're making our way back through these other rodeos. So I guess it's part of it for this week and a half or so.
That's it, man. Cowboy Christmas. Well, good luck and safe travels. We look forward to catching up with you again.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
All right, so there was Jacobs Crowley, and it was really great to see him. The Stephenville, Texas Cowboy, really able to get things done here in round one. But he's got a lot of guys that are going to be stepping in this week. I know Curtis Garton is going to be down here, the Louisiana Cowboy. He actually won the Ram National Circuit Finals back in April, so we're going to see if that 85 points is going to be enough for him to carry that lead going in. But he's already winning in Greeley, Colorado as well, so he's already on a pretty good run for this Cowboy Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming back, especially with the tie-down roping, when I got to meet up with Blake Ash, another one of those college young gun cowboys again, he was telling me about going, you know, all his buddies traveling all over the place. So, and they're actually going to be at the Cheyenne Frontier Days too. So that's going to be really big.
Yeah, you know, really they say Cowboy Christmas is really a 10-day stretch, but it is a lot longer than that. And it really stretches through Calgary, especially for a lot of the veteran cowboys that have been there and worked their way into Cheyenne. We're going to see a lot of those guys there in that 10-day performance. And, you know, the good thing about that is it leads to 10 days to sit in one spot. You're not having to bounce around. But, hey, you know, these guys are passing through. This is what it's all about. This is the best time of year to be a cowboy, to hit so many different rodeos and have an opportunity to make so much money.
Well, hopefully later on in the week we're going to have a couple more hot runs with tie-down roping. Tonight wasn't so hot. Catfish Brown from Collinsville, Texas, swooped it away with the 8-2. And going back to, you know, Justin Thigpen, he didn't catch his calf, but hopefully later on in the week we're going to have a lot of better runs leading up to JD's run at the 4-5.
7-5.
7-5.
That's right, yeah. You know, and I think we are going to see some in the sevens here going on later on in the week, so we can certainly look forward to that. Now, the cowgirl barrel racing, I saw a lot of cowgirls out there struggling with some knockdown barrels, but we did have some pretty good runs.
Yeah, we had a couple of good runs. You know, later on in the week, we're going to have, like, Jenny Flynn's daughter, she's coming out. Holly Eppauer, Billy Eppauer's wife, she's coming out. Actually, a hot run that we can talk about that actually set the lead for tonight, Jackie Brand from Harrison, Arkansas, 17.37. So, and especially in that arena, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, and we say 17, and everybody goes, "Wow, that's a lot of time." But this arena is so big. I mean, I was really impressed and amazed by how big this arena really is. So to see a 17 run like that, now I think we could possibly see some faster times come through here this week. But we'll just have to stay tuned and see what happens.
Yeah, leading up with barrel racing, how about that bull riding, Scott? You know, your friend from Florida got to come up, and we got to catch up with him as well. So, I mean, that was really fun.
Yeah, it really was. You know, to watch the bull riding course, I think that's the fan favorite down here. We did have some Florida Cowboys, but David Hudson and Ty Harris, both up from Florida, and were able to make it out here to Springdale, Arkansas, and that was really great. But, man, I'll tell you, I was really impressed. Now, there were, like, a few qualified rides here tonight. There was the Andrews Rodeo Stock, and, man, I'm telling you, if you don't come with your hammer cocked, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, the slightest little mistake, and you're going to end up picking yourself up off the dirt before that whistle. But we did have a few qualified rides, right?
Well, yes, and Arkansas Cowboy, speaking of which, he's actually a permit holder, and he's been traveling really hard, and he's been picking up a lot of good bulls lately, especially, I guess, tonight with the much luck with the 78 on Monkey Moves, and that's Cody Gunther, another Arkansas Cowboy, like I said. So it was kind of good for the fans to say, hey, an Arkansas Cowboy actually covered tonight, so that's awesome.
Well, he's leading it right now. We're going to see if that's going to be enough for him to hold off and see at the end of the week, but we've got a lot of big names that are going to be rolling through here. Some of them are names that a lot of us are very familiar with, too. So we're going to have to stay tuned and listen to our rodeo wrap-ups here each night as we catch up with those round winners as well. We did have a chance to catch up with one of the bullfighters down here. Now, it's not every day, you know, that those guys get mentioned either. They're the unsung heroes. They are the cowboy lifesavers, and they did a fantastic job tonight, right?
Clay Collins is an awesome guy. I mean, such a good guy. He represents the sport so well. He's so nice, and this week we're going to be able to catch up with him through the night, so that's exciting.
Absolutely. We're able to catch up with him tonight, just kind of get an idea of who Clay Collins really is. So let's take a listen.
Okay, we're down here with one of the bullfighters here in Springdale, Clay Collins, the three-time NFR Bullfighter of the Year, right?
Yes, sir.
What's it like for you to be down here in Springdale, Arkansas?
Well, now it takes on a whole new approach because it's a hometown rodeo. Everybody wants tickets. I spend more time trying to make sure everybody gets here than I do really worrying about fighting bulls. So the wife's here, my little boy's here, so it's a little more hectic, but it's not because of the bullfighting.
Right. Well, you just moved down here about 6 months ago, you said?
Yeah, about 6-8 months ago, something like that. One year on the trail. My poor wife, she moved in the house while I was gone, so she was probably there a month before I ever got home. She set up all the furniture and everything. I come home, it was done.
Hey, that's not a bad way to do it, though.
Yeah, some people might say you plan that.
Well, I got to ask you now, you've been down here just 1 or 2 years fighting bulls down here in Springdale, right?
I've probably been here where some of these 15-year-old kids were before they were born. I think the first year I came here was in 97. They used to have the Wrangler bullfights here, and I came here as a kid. Harper hired me to do the bullfights. And man, I'd have never in a million years imagined in 2013 that I'd still be here fighting bulls.
Well, what can the fans look forward to being here all week long?
You know, it's one of the top five rodeos in the world each year. So the great thing about Stay Smith, who's 8-time stock contractor year, and the good thing about that is that's picked by his peers. So that's pretty cool when your peers say you're the best. He brings in the best stock. You got people like Sammy Andrews who's bringing bulls and horses in here. You got the Raptor G with Donnie Gay and Neil Gay, and the boys are all coming in here. That's the great thing is you got great, great animals, and with this rodeo and the money that's added, you got great, great cowboys. This is our Cowboy Christmas, as you know. These guys are going to hit about 10 rodeos in about 4 or 5 days, so the best thing to do is, you know, you got ranked bulls and ranked bull riders. Just try to get them in here and get them out of here without getting hurt and let them go into another rodeo.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, it is great catching up with you. We look forward to catching up with you here later on in the week.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, well, Melody, it really was great catching up with them, and they did a great job. You know, they certainly made the way possible for those bull riders coming through here tonight to be able to get out of that arena pretty safe and go on and hit the next rodeo.
For expectations for all the other rodeos going on for Cowboy Christmas, I don't know, Springdale's looking pretty hot so far.
Yeah, it sure is, you know, and you know, we did talk about the weather, too, with a lot of these guys. You know, they're talking about how up in the northwest, where all these cowboys are, it's so hot up there. I mean, they're running triple digits, and we're sitting down here in the beautiful 80-degree weather. You just can't ask for a better. Bob Tomlin behind the microphone, Cody Sosby, you know, they had Tim Wild Thing Leopard, who we're going to be able to catch up with here in the next day or so. And we'll be able to sit down with him and air those on our rodeo wrap-ups.
For everybody not here, they're sure missing out.
Yeah, that is for sure. Well, Melody, I think it's time. We're going to need to go get some sleep here. We got a big game tomorrow, too.
Yep, I completely agree. And they're going to be lucky to hear us tomorrow, too.
The game of wiffle ball. So we're going to have to give you guys tuned in. You guys keep it dialed in right here on MakingItRadio.com. We've got live Twitter feeds that are coming at you during the performances. We've got our radio wrap-ups that are following the events. We've also got our social media, our photo galleries that are bringing in pictures and all kinds of exciting things. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. I want to thank our flag station, KWBY 98.5, 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. Until tomorrow night, radio fans, you have yourself a Merry Cowboy Christmas.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With buck and shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.